listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why are you still crying? Your pain is now through. Please forget those teardrops. Let me take them from you. The love you are blessed with, this world's waiting for. So let out your heart, please, please, from behind that locked door. It's time we start
today, Monday, March the 12th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be with you for the next 2 hours behind that locked door. Folks, Ahed Tamimi is behind a locked door. Why? Her cousin was hit in the eye with a rubber bullet shot from an IDF soldier. Her home was raided. She was arrested, along with her mother, and is currently behind a locked door. In Israel, facing 10 years in prison for slapping an Israeli soldier that invaded her home. Totally justifiable, by the way, as if I were there, I'd have done much more. And speaking of locked doors, we have another individual, Tom Lacovara, who is behind a locked door for a year. Okay? He's fighting his way out, going to court tomorrow, all right, preparing his case. So Tom and I have collaborated. We've decided that we're going to rebroadcast this program today and tomorrow, I believe, maybe Wednesday too, because there's some heavy, hard-hitting information that I've got to cover with you today, folks. But with that, let's bring up Tom Lacovara. Tom, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to hearing. I don't know, Tom, whether we're going to get the outcome of your situation tomorrow. It might take 2 or 3 days, but
Well, there's some details. There's just some details we're trying to work out and give the court an opportunity to just set some things into play. I really can't get into it, you know, in detail. But for the folks that are out there that have been supporting me since I've gotten out of the detention center and now on this kind of supervised simulated freedom. I'm fighting every day for just simple, normal procedural things, and you know, without getting into detail, we're following the rules of the court, and we're presenting our situation to Judge Aiken and letting Judge Aiken you know, remedy the situation. It's that simple.
Well,
but to do that, you know, I'm staying at a place that it's costing us and all that, but I've had a huge amount of support thanks to you and many other people that have really just, I owe a real debt of thanks to the people that are standing by us right now. I have a list of people here, and, you know, I don't want to take up the time of your show to get too deep into it, but Dean Williams and Patriots Point, Lloyd Richards, V-Twin Extreme, Terry Farley, Kenneth Omanson, Matthew Shepard, Donald Sartain, Richard Rystrom, George Gabori, Derek Laramini, Jeffrey Hollowell, Donna Hammond, Kathleen Jones, and Rudy Davis of Lone Star 1776, who is a advocate for political prisoners all over the United States.
Speaking of Rudy, I tried to contact Rudy. Matter of fact, I looked at a couple of videos. I want to try to get him up on the air. I watched the video of him when the FBI paid him a visit, which I thought was pretty cool. But I tried to track down his contact information, and I couldn't do it. But while you're on that subject, I want to give a shout-out. Jerry in Chicago, yes, I did receive your money. Matter of fact, I PayPal'd it to Tom this morning. Thank you so much, my friend. Daryl in Alabama, another shout-out. He was my shotgun writing co-host last Tuesday, I believe it was. He sent you a few $100. Craig in Louisiana. Joe in Arkansas and Kim in Jersey. I haven't received your checks yet. I don't know. Maybe it's slow in the mail or whatever. But, yes, I want to also put a shout-out and a thank you to everybody that's contributing because, Tom, you know, even though you're going to court tomorrow – it may be, you know, that sometimes a judge doesn't make a decision right on the spot. Might take a few days. But because of the support of these great listeners, the patriots of RBN, you know, we're keeping you afloat, buddy. And that's, you know, and I can't express how much gratitude I have, folks, for you in that regard.
Me too.
Because I'll tell you what, Tom, I think, you know, my personal opinion is you're an excellent host. You're a credit to this network, but you're also a credit to bringing the information to the people of RBN. So thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, I thank you for that. All we can do is try.
Well, okay. That being said, so right now you're in this place. It's costing you upwards of about $100 a day, food and all.
Yeah.
And you know we're gonna keep abreast. We're gonna keep the people abreast of the outcome of that. You know, you're gonna go to court tomorrow. I don't know. You know whether you're gonna rebroadcast this show or tomorrow's show tomorrow night as well. I've got some hard-hitting, heavy information over the next 2 or 3 days, folks, so you definitely want to hear this because I'm telling you what, Tom, when we had the conversation off-air this morning, I am getting so sick and nauseated at the propaganda that's being fed to the American people with the people that have been hired by Israel to go in and surf and troll the internet with information that is propaganda to try to paint Israel in a good light while they're committing genocide on the Palestinian people, including Tamimi, who's behind a locked door right now because she simply slapped an Israeli soldier. She's 17 years old, for crying out loud. And as I said this morning, we're going to do a Facebook post on Ken or on Tom's Facebook page to go to Ken O'Keefe because I want to know what we can do to get this girl released. If we have to send a bunch of American people over there in protest, I'm one of them. Ken O'Keefe, you know, he was on the Mommy Marmara. I know he would go. And I want to get in contact with Ken to find out what we can do about this because this is just so unjustified. And to turn around, Tom, and to try to paint Iran as the culprit, when it's just the most diabolical, hypocritical. Go ahead.
The arm that they have supporting them in the United States, I myself, as a conservative Christian, one of the things we spoke about was moral consistency. Right, a lot of the conservative Christians that are out there support property rights. They support things like the ranchers that are being persecuted and their land being pushed off their land. But then can turn around and because of Scofield Bible programming from many, many, many years on into the mindset of the public, especially in the evangelical community, somehow that moral code of thou shalt not steal does not get applied to other people. And they go with this mantra. Now, here's the thing. If you criticize Israel, you're anti-Semitic. I don't hate anybody. We're all God's children, right? So I can take this discussion either in a political light or in the religious light. Now, in the political light, you don't have the right to steal people's land. It's just, you can't make that argument. So you have to go, a lot of this is based upon, and at least in the minds of many Americans, on the religious argument that God's chosen people has promised this land and blah, blah. Nowhere in the Bible says they need to take it by F-16s and machine guns and all of that. It's when the Messiah returns. So I just ask, can somebody please introduce me to the Messiah that's returned, that's granted this land back to them? And when did God become a real estate agent?
Right. And which country would Jesus bomb? I mean, seriously, come on.
Yeah, no. I mean...
I mean, I'm laughing, but the truth of the matter, folks, is I'm crying because 1,647 Palestinian children were arrested last year and are currently in Israeli jails facing trial. The abuse, the mental abuse, the psychological torture, they come out, they're never the same, okay? And I'm telling you, this needs to reach far and wide to the American people. And I told you, and I'm going to tell the audience, I was busier than a one-legged man in a bag race this past week, folks, okay? There was a bonus that was put up by Uber. First of all, I umpired 4 ball games last week, and there was a bonus that was put up by Uber to get 40 rides from Thursday night till Monday morning at 5 a.m. this morning. And I did 43. I picked up 43 people. And when I pick up 43, could you imagine, folks, being a mind-numb, dumb-down American and being a captive audience in my car? Okay. But I'm going to tell you something. Here's the positive side of this. Uber rates you as to what kind of a driver you are, and they rate you on from 1 to 5 stars. And it looks to me as if this is making some difference, because the 5-star ratings that I got over the weekend were 39 out of 43. Okay.
Oh, nice.
So the information that I'm giving people, agree with it or disagree with it, they're a captive audience and they're listening, folks. Okay, now if I did nothing more, Tom, than just plant a seed with those people, there'll be some other time when somebody else will water it and it's going to grow, because there's going to be an event that's going to come along in their life that's going to go, wait a minute, all right, I remember an Uber driver telling me that 6 months ago or 3 months ago or whatever, but this situation that's coming down with Iran, This propaganda that's trying to demonize Iran, and we've seen it with Iraq, we've seen it with Libya, okay? I mean, this is not – it's the same game plan, okay? And if the American people can't see this now, okay, then it's – more than ever, it's our responsibility, not just us, the talk show hosts, but the listening audience, to wake America up, folks, because it's starting to have an effect. I'll tell you what, of these 43 people I picked up, I would say 40 to 41 of them, some of them I don't have the opportunity to get into, but I will always bait them. I will always plant the seed. And the overwhelming majority of them, the conversation was positive. Some of them didn't know at all, but by the time they got out of my car, they knew, okay? And
good
so,
for you.
Yeah, and I, you know, I welcome it. There was a time where I thought, this is too much. I can't do 3 jobs. But the thing is that when you are a captive audience in a car, that you're a dumbed-down, mind-numbed American, you get in my car, you're going to have an experience that you're never going to forget. So anyway.
Ain't that the truth?
That said, and by the way, I'm sure I got a couple of those people that are listening to me today, so thank you very much for choosing me and getting in my car. Anyway, getting back to your situation, Tom, we're going to keep the listening audience, both on my slot and on your slot, informed of what's going on up there, and hopefully, you know, judge doing the right thing, you're going to be out of there shortly. I could only imagine being up in a completely leftist territory, you know, of with the mindset that you have and the torture in itself that poses, you know?
Well, yes, it's traumatic, but I'm not as much of a snowflake, so, I mean, I can handle it. But, you know, I would like to just get back to as relatively normal a life, and that is part of their goals when you're in the situation that I'm in. You know, is to reduce you from recidivism and to keep you away from criminal element. And I've given every opportunity for that to happen. So really, I'm going to have to put it upon the judge to make those decisions, those determinations at this point. And, you know, just hope that they do the right thing. But we're coming at a reasonable approach, you know, and I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to make a reasonable factual presentation, and hopefully I get scooted on to Arizona, where I can get back to people of, you know, I don't like necessarily being in an echo chamber, but where I live and where I'm comfortable, I like being around like-minded people, and folks that I don't have to be worried about being triggered every other sentence that I make, and asking me to leave establishments because I'm having private conversations. And
I know, been there, done that. Well, yeah, and when the program's over, as soon as the program's over today, I'm gonna give you a call back because you were talking about this Facebook post to Ken O'Keefe. Definitely not necessarily get him on my show. I know he's a busy guy, you know, and I know you know he's been on Russia Today and Press TV, which by the way is going to be incorporated into my program today about forcing them under this foreign relations agreement to sign on as a foreign agent. Which Al Jazeera, they're trying to force them to do because Al Jazeera has released a documentary showing what really goes on in the United States.
What about Israeli programming?
What about Israeli programming?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I'm going to cover all that today and tomorrow. So
yeah, I mean, technically, if you're an advocate for a foreign nation, and there's many networks that I can make this example out of, but if you're an advocate for a foreign nation, then technically that would place you in the same category. And, you know, the ADL, for instance.
I think half of the Congress and the Senate needs to register as foreign agents because they're dual citizens and they obviously don't have America's best interests.
That's exactly my point. And as we all know, being an ally is, well, that depends on who's making that assumption. When you have 240 Israeli spies arrested and deported, the largest foreign spy ring in American history, and it's not in the front papers. We should still be talking about that all these years later. When you have evidence that a foreign government that's supposed to be an ally had that many spies that were deported by a dual Israeli-American citizen.
Michael Chertoff.
No favoritism there. No. No collusion there. I mean, just... You know, it makes me have to sometimes wonder if everybody's just lost their collective minds that can keep puppeting out this Russian collusion, Russian. We've had collusion going on in this country for decades, and nobody's done anything to stop it. I mean, people have tried. Remember Jim Trafficant? Well, he nailed them to the wall. Even Ron Paul tried being as reasonable as he could, you know, and you can't call somebody like Ron Paul anti-Semitic. He was calling facts for what facts were. You know, what if Christianity is really a religion of peace, and that, you know, more bombs don't exactly mean more peace? You know, so I don't know. It just drives me nuts, the mindset of the mass controlled. You know, it's a big psyop. When I tell people that they are conditioned and they are under a state of mind control, and I'm talking about everyone who cannot see or stand upon the moral consistency that they would want in their own lives. You want to be safe in your home, in your person, your papers, and your effects. How can you claim that right when you can morally justify it being taken from other people who are different than you? How can you claim that right?
You can't. But they can. But they can. But I'll tell you what, you know, look, here's the deal. You know, we're doing a rebroadcast of this show on your program tonight. I'll invite you if you want. Now, I'll tell you what, I wrote this, folks. This is not, I'm going to throw some excerpts in here. As you know, I reported on the AIPAC conference and Netanyahu. Now, I'm going to replay it here in not a little bit, because I'm going to pick this apart. I'm going to do commentary on it, and I'm going to pick apart Benjamin Netanyahu and Beetleboken here, and the hypocrite and the criminal that he is. But before I do that, let me just hold. I mean, hang out with me. You can ride shotgun if you want to. Throw a little excerpt in here now and then. But let me read a couple things to you. Now, I wrote this, folks. Okay, I'm not. You know, anybody that I read an article or whatever, I'll give them credit for it. But this is my own writing. The political situation, excuse me, between Iran and Israel is being painted by a criminal currently under indictment for bribery. Benjamin Netanyahu, with his Marxist communist cohort, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman. Netanyahu, he claims that once Israel, the Jewish people, and Persia had a wonderful relationship with Persia. They had a wonderful relationship with Persia. In his own words, he says that at the AIPAC conference. He stands in support of the freedom fighters of Iran. Yet behind Israel and Turkey, Figure this out. Iran has the largest population of Jews living in peace, by the way, with their Christian and Muslim neighbors. Now, if indeed the Ayatollah is so anti-Semitic, why would he not expel millions of Jews from his country? How is this possible? How is
because,
it? That,
because they're not Zionists.
Hi, folks. Well, yeah, well, CBD no, is real, a home run hitter for health right
now. Oh, got a commercial. I didn't hear the music. All right. Oh, all right.
All right, we're going to a break.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, Tom, I'm going to invite you to stick around if you want and be shot and ride shotgun with me, because I'm going to play a little bit of a clip here shortly of this AIPAC speech with Benjamin Netanyahu Biedelboken, the convicted bribery specialist, okay, the propagandist artist. And I'm going to proceed after I play this to rip him a new hiney, all right? And you're welcome to chime in if you want. But I have
Well, I will. Go ahead. Go ahead.
How is it that Jews living in Israel propagandized from birth that they are, quote, God's chosen people, unquote, and led to believe that they are under constant threat by Semitic Palestinians, drink the same Kool-Aid as served to the American people daily by mainstream news. Can we blame them? And I say no. They, just as our American brethren do not know the facts regarding this peril, they,
right,
like us, have been trained to live in fear. Now, how does this clown Netanyahu-Biedelbogen explain this? So who really is keeping their people behind that locked door?
All right. Well, see, that's exactly right. You know, young kids in Israel, they make this pilgrimage to Germany, to the concentration camps, and I watched this process was filmed, and they have handlers that go with them, and their objective is to make them break down, and it causes a psychological a victimization trauma, and what we have to understand is propaganda is a tool that is being used for mass mind control. It has been for a very long time. When you program people from the time that they're little children that they are victims, and we see this happening right here in this country with everyday American citizens,
and they're God's chosen people, that propaganda.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, that and you know what? To say that they're God's chosen people, if you want to make it about their... We fly in and out of the political and the religious discussions and debates. I try and say, because, you know, religion can be a form of propaganda in and of itself. And, you know, first of all, there were 12 tribes, not one. And we, as Christians especially... are enabling this propaganda by assuming that this group of people that have chosen this identity, and that is what it is. It's a religion. It's a it's not by blood, as many would say. It's I mean, you can convert to Judaism. You can convert to something. It's not about by blood. And even so, this mindset that you are a supreme people above all others is exactly what they point as being Hitler's main problem. Supremacy, right? So whether it's German supremacy or whether it's Jewish supremacy or whatever form of supremacy that you choose to invoke, as a Christian, I can't speak as a Jew, but as a Christian, I can tell you that the New Testament pretty much laid waste to that theory. It really did. I mean, it said, first of all, they broke this covenant that they always refer to, the covenant that was promised long before the man Judah even existed for there to be a tribe, was given to the followers of the God of Abraham, the one God. Okay, so if we were having a religious debate on this, it's really rather simple when it comes to Christianity. Jesus said he could raise up as many children of Abraham from the stones. This is about a belief. And when you use your religion to justify moral degradation, I don't care what that belief system is, it's wrong.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we get back after the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play a few minutes of this clip, and then I'm going to proceed to drill a new hiney into Benjamin Netanyahu-Biedelbogen. So, be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. It's all right, as long as you lend a hand, and that's what we're trying to do, Tom Lockeveris. We're trying to lend a hand. Now, I have a question for you, Tom. Did you eat breakfast this morning?
I did.
Oh, how long ago?
A while.
Okay, good, because I'm going to play about 4 minutes of a clip here in just a couple minutes here, all right? And if you haven't digested your breakfast, it may come up, so, because we're going to listen to Benjamin Netanyahu and Beetlebogen here. But, you know, I want to talk about Iran versus Israel today. Now, last Friday, we heard Bibi Netanyahu and Beetlebogen seething. He was seething about stopping Iran. And for those of you who missed it, now I'm going to replay, I'm going to have Sam replay, just a small segment of his speech at the APEC conference, and then I'm going to comprehensively break it down. I'm going to bounce it off of you, Tom, since you're with me, riding shotgun, okay, with your cap pistol that I've, you know, taken the caps out of.
And no trigger device.
I want to make sure the feds know that. And for all of you feds out there that are listening, hello, how are you doing? I hope you're learning something today. So go ahead, Sam. Play about 4 minutes and 22 seconds of start at the 20-minute mark and go to 24:22 on this Benjamin Netanyahu and Biedelboken clip. Go ahead. Okay. Okay, the Benjamin. Okay, hold on just a minute, Sam.
Biedelboken is spoken.
All right, well let's just skip that here because you know probably the same listeners heard it Friday, but he's just railing on Iran. All right, now here's my questions about this rant about Iran. Okay, number one, since we know that Iran's history has never been one of being an aggressor and hasn't preemptively attacked another country in more than 250 years.
600.
How does Netanyahu and Biedelboken arrive at the conclusion that Iran wouldn't become more moderate and peaceful, but rather more extreme and belligerent, much more dangerous with a nuclear weapon? Now, if I had a neighbor living in my backyard or living next door to me that had machine guns and knives and, you know, hand grenades and all that stuff, and all I had was your cap gun, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'd be looking to go out and get something to defend myself, wouldn't you?
I would, although, you know, I've kind of looked in. I can't speak for what these foreign states do. I can quote one of the things that the Ayatollah had said. Now, I don't, keep in mind, I don't trust any foreign government or foreign agent, at all. So, you know, When I say, you know, I don't think that we should be doing this against Iran and all of that, that being said, I want to let people know that I don't support any foreign government. As a matter of fact, I believe in being allies with none and trade with many. And, you know, some people want to call that isolationist. I don't. I just call that common sense. But that being said, the Ayatollah had stated that nuclear weapons were an affront to God. They were ungodly and satanic.
Mm-hmm.
That was what the Ayatollah said.
Right.
And let's real quick revisit Ahmadinejad's alleged statement that we continuously hear about Iran wiping Israel off the face of the map. It is a lie. That was never said that
no,
way.
What he said was Zionism
needed to be wiped from the pages of time.
Exactly.
I happen to agree with him.
Exactly. Okay. Now, Let me say this, all right? So because we didn't get to play the clip, I don't know. Maybe I made a mistake. I'm sorry, Sam, if I did. But Biedelboken then claims that Iran is building an aggressive empire, and he shows a few countries depicted in black, of course, on the world map. He shows Iran. He shows Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, and Yemen. Now let's start with Iraq here. Okay. Now if indeed there remain any ISIS or Al Qaeda forces in Iraq. Well, they were funded and trained by the U.S. CIA, the Saudis, UAE, and Qatar as cover for the Israeli-U.S. aggression.
Don't forget the Mossad.
Well, that's Israel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. To balkanize and destabilize the region for, among other things, the greater expansion of Israel project. Now, Iran has or had nothing to do with those plans. Now, that's A. Now, B, Syria has been in a civil war for years, instigated by our own CIA starting in the Arab Spring in the attempt to overthrow Assad and institute regime change. And again, to assure Israeli possession of their Golan Heights and beyond, should they succeed to overthrow Assad, for the greater expansion of Israel project. Now, the only monkey wrench in their plan thus far is Russian intercession. What is this? You really should say. All right. So the only monkey wrench in their plan thus far is Russian intercession by the orders of Putin to protect this ally. Now, Gaza. And now this one is really laughable, Biedelboken, as he's talking about Gaza being in part of the terror. You know, Iran's reign of terror, right?
Yeah.
Now, this one is really laughable. And it is a small strip of Palestinian land totally cut off, surrounded by Israel's illegal settlements, and under a prison camp-like conditions, and amounts to about 1% of the total land that was used that used to belong to Palestine.
A certain ghetto comes to mind.
So before Beetleboken, you and your fellow Zionist barbarians decide to undergo your illegal, immoral, and genocidal expansion. Okay, let's talk about that. Lebanon. Now, to my knowledge, as yet, is not even a player on the chessboard. But guess what? I found out last night that it really is, Tom. You know why? They have found a very large gas find in the Mediterranean Sea, okay? Lebanon and Israel are both claiming, I think it's called Section 9, that they have the rights to it. Well, we know who's going to get it because Israel is just turning around and bobbing the heck out of Lebanon. That's why Lebanon is on this map of aggression, because they found this large, I don't know how many trillion, you know, I think it's natural gas. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. It could be, you know, just regular gas. I don't know. But I think it's natural gas that they found.
I believe it is natural gas.
Okay. So Lebanon is claiming rights to it under Section 9. Israel is claiming rights to it under Section 9. And it looks like it's more in Lebanon's geographic territory than it is in Israel's. But, you know, that doesn't mean anything to Israel because they'll just bomb the heck out of Lebanon, which is why it's on the list. Okay. So, it's the Israel tail wagging the U.S. dog that's going to decide to take them out. Now, you men, I don't know about you men. Do you know anything about you men? It's not even on the chessboard, what I can see. Is there a war? Maybe, I think,
it's
with
a mess.
Anyway, okay, so, you know, getting back to Beetleboken. Now, other than your criminal propaganda Kool-Aid spewed forth for your mind-numbed audience to drink, what on earth are you talking about, Beetleboken? Because Iran is seeking to build permanent military bases in Syria? Now, folks, emphasis on Beetleboken's word seeking. I cannot find any confirmation. And by the way, I looked, Tom. I can't find any confirmation of that. Journalistic sources like the Jerusalem Post and the Times of Israel, both Israeli newspapers, and the Washington Examiner, a mainstream U.S. newspaper, that would and could and likely be promoting anti-Iran propaganda. However, even if it were true, and it could be, I'm not saying it's not, it would be no different than us building military bases on our allied soil for protection.
In how many nations?
Over about 1,000 bases now. And considering the pit bull attitude of Israel against Syria for their obvious reason of expansion, what rational thinking person could blame them if indeed they were? I mean, seriously. You know, I equate it back to the neighbor that's next door that has all the armament in the world, and you're sitting there with your cap pistol that has the firing mechanism pulled out. You know,
another common thread, just to make mention of it, and I know our listeners already know this, but all of these nations that were on the list, the takeout list for the Project for a New American Century, these are all countries that resisted IMF central banking systems.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious for anybody who has eyes to see. And like G. Edward Griffin, he when he did that interview with Yuri Bresmanov, all Americans have to do is pull the bananas out of their ears and you know, and take a look around, and you can see, I mean, how can you argue out of that? See, please, I would love somebody. And you know, we do this. We've done this. Bruce Ray Riggs and I did this for so long. We offered people on several occasions $1,000 if they could prove us wrong about certain things. And this is one of those points of order. Please prove to me I'm wrong in any of these things that I'm saying. And if you can't, and you don't recognize that as being a key issue, there's something wrong with you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me go back here for just a second, because, you see, I search engined this, all right, regarding these supposed military bases, Iranian military bases in Syria. And here's what came up. Now, here's what came up. And, by the way, one of them is out of the Times in the UK, which is a mainstream paper. Iran provokes Israel with network of Syrian bases. Okay, that's what the Times is saying. Haaretz.com, Israeli satellite images revealed that Iran builds a military base near Damascus. The Times of Israel, satellite image said to show new Iranian military base in Syria. Now, these are all mainstream propagandized newspaper. The Times of Israel, Iran insists it has no military bases. BBC News, Iran is building a permanent military base. Well, which one is it? Are they building one? Did they find one? I mean, they're saying, oh, yeah, well, they have one. All right, but no, they don't have one. They're they're building one. Okay, and Iran says, no, we don't have any military bases. It's just like the whole thing with the nuclear argument. You know, Iran, not for anything,
but what business is it of anyone's anyway?
Exactly. Who made us the policemen of the world? You know, right. If they were to build a military base in Syria, so flaming what? Right?
Yep.
Okay, and Israel is running sorties. They're flying sorties in Syria. You know, for what? Why are they bombing in Syria? Why does the United States have a certain segment of the land in Syria that, by the way, we weren't invited in there anyway, but we're not going to let it go until Assad is deposed?
And what business is it of ours to do that? See, here's the thing. Here's the thing that drives me nuts. Russian collusion, Facebook posting interference into the American election. You've got to be joking. We're trying to kill this guy. Talk about interference. Nobody has any ground to stand on when it comes to collusion with elections and all of that nonsense garbage that we hear constantly while we're trying to effect regime change in a nation who's, look, you know, if the Syrian people feel like they're being in any way that their freedoms are being curtailed by Assad, that's their business to deal with Assad. You know, you don't see us. How many years has North Korea imprisoned entire families if one of their family members defected? Did we bomb North Korea? I mean, by this, we should have been at war a long time ago. It's none of our business. It's not our business to do these things. It's our business. It's the business of the federal government to protect our national boundaries. Period. Period. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, let me give you another quote from Beetlebogen here. Okay.
You keep saying that. I can't help laughing.
That's all right. Well, I mean, you know, it's the whole thing is laughable. Because this guy is a hypocrite. This guy is an idiot. This guy is a psychopath, okay?
Well, listen, you have to get on to Beetlebogen. I have to go work on the case, so I'm going to have to drop off. But thank you, Mike, for everything. And I thank John Stadtmiller. I thank the audience. And, guys, I really appreciate your patience with me, you know, doing the flim-flam in and out with the show and stuff, with the conditions here. We'll get back to normal sooner. Hopefully sooner than later, but I really thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, buddy. Okay, stay out of trouble and good luck to you on that case tomorrow. Okay, so another quote by Beetlebogen, folks. Iran is seeking to create a land bridge between Tehran and Tartu on the Mediterranean. Well, folks, I took a look on my world globe. This statement makes no geographic sense other than people don't know, you know, what countries where on a map. Because, firstly, what is a land bridge? Tartu is in Estonia. And a land bridge would have nothing to do with the Mediterranean, as Turkey stands between Iran and the Mediterranean. And Estonia's shores are on the Black Sea, not the Mediterranean. So again, Beetlebogen, what on earth are you talking about? And in addition to moving its army, its navy, and its air force to Syria, he's saying that Iran is moving its army, its navy, and its air force to Syria to be able to attack Israel from closer hand. Well, now, wait a minute here, Beetlebogen. Again, in order for Iran to sail their navy to Syria, they would have to head south through the Arabian Sea, through the Indian Ocean, around South Africa, north through first the South Atlantic, and then to the North Atlantic, through the Straits of Gibraltar, and ultimately sail all the way west to east through the Mediterranean Sea. This, I calculate, folks, would be a journey of about 16,000 miles. Not to mention, it would make their navy sitting ducks in the Mediterranean. Now, I seriously doubt that Iran is that stupid. Now, to fly their air force over there, they'd have to fly over 12 United States military bases in Iraq, which I don't think would bode well for them. Either that, or fly over Turkey, which could very well cause even further strained relations between Turkey and the United States. And he says that they're going to move their army to Syria. Move their army to Syria? Well, how would they do that? Now, whether they're marching them or flying them, or sailing them 16,000 miles, they'd encounter the same strategic problems as with their other forces. So take into consideration the fact that Iran is surrounded by U.S. military bases itself. It makes absolutely no sense to take your domestic defenses and move them to another country when Russia is already keeping the U.S. and Israel at bay regarding Syria? Now, my BS meter, folks, in this danger zone, over this, it's over the top on this one, Beetle Bogan. So, Iran is also seeking, and this is his words now, Iran is also seeking to develop and build precision-guided missiles factories in Syria and Lebanon against Israel. Now, notice he throws Lebanon in there. Let us not forget, there's this gigantic gas mine off the Mediterranean that Lebanon is claiming the rights to. So they have to throw Lebanon into the mix as an excuse to bomb the heck out of them. Now, this statement that they're seeking to develop and build precision-guided missile factories in Syria and Lebanon is about as ridiculous as the statement of Colin Powell's that Saddam Hussein attempted to purchase yellowcake uranium from Niger. It's a lie! He says, we must stop Iran. We will stop Iran. Folks tell a lie often enough. You know that story, right? Stop Iran from what? Assisting its Syrian ally in defending its country from U.S. and Israeli aggression? Assisting its Palestinian ally in Gaza in limiting the illegal genocide being carried out by Israel on a daily basis there? Assisting its ally Lebanon? Both countries being aware, according to General Wesley Clark, that Lebanon is also on the U.S.-Israeli extermination list. Now, am I missing anything here, folks? Yes, and sadly, Donald Trump has bought into this lie, which should cause us all deep concern for this psychotic warmongering behavior. If, folks, the flaws in the Iran nuclear deal are not fixed, Trump will walk away from the deal and restore sanctions. Okay. Well, let's take a look and see if we can determine, according to Trump and Beetlebogen, what's wrong with the deal. Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, look, Beetle Bogan says that if the flaws in the Iran nuclear deal are not fixed, Trump will walk away from the deal and restore sanctions. Well, okay, let's take a look and see if we can determine, according to Trump and Beetle Bogan, what's wrong with the deal. Go ahead, Sam, and play that clip up until the top of the hour break. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is a good day, because once again, we're seeing what's possible with strong American diplomacy. As I said in my State of the Union address, ensuring the security of the United States and the safety of our people demands a smart, patient, and disciplined approach to the world. That includes our diplomacy with the Islamic Republic of Iran. For decades, our differences with Iran meant that our governments almost never spoke to each other. Ultimately, that did not advance America's interests. Over the years, Iran moved closer and closer to having the ability to build a nuclear weapon. But from Presidents Franklin Roosevelt to John F. Kennedy to Ronald Reagan, the United States has never been afraid to pursue diplomacy with our adversaries. And as president, I decided that a strong, confident America could advance our national security by engaging directly with the Iranian government. We've seen the results. Under the nuclear deal that we, our allies and partners, reached with Iran last year, Iran will not get its hands on a nuclear bomb. The region, the United States, and the world will be more secure. As I've said many times, the nuclear deal was never intended to resolve all of our differences with Iran. But still, engaging directly with the Iranian government on a sustained basis for the first time in decades has created a unique opportunity, a window, to try to resolve important issues. And today I can report progress on a number of fronts. First, yesterday marked a milestone in preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Iran has now fulfilled key commitments under the nuclear deal. And I want to take a moment to explain why this is so important. Over more than a decade, Iran had moved ahead with its nuclear program, and before the deal, it had installed nearly 20,000 centrifuges that could enrich uranium for a nuclear bomb. Today, Iran has removed two-thirds of those machines. Before the deal, Iran was steadily increasing its stockpile of enriched uranium, enough for up to 10 nuclear bombs. Today, more than 98% of that stockpile has been shipped out of Iran, meaning Iran now doesn't have enough material for even one bomb. Before, Iran was nearing completion of a new reactor capable of producing plutonium for a bomb. Today, the core of that reactor has been pulled out and filled with concrete, so it cannot be used again. Before the deal, the world had relatively little visibility into Iran's nuclear program. Today, international inspectors are on the ground, and Iran is being subjected to the most comprehensive, intrusive inspection regime ever negotiated to monitor a nuclear program. Inspectors will monitor Iran's key nuclear facilities 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. For decades to come, inspectors will have access to Iran's entire nuclear supply chain. In other words, if Iran tries to cheat, if they try to build a bomb covertly, we will catch them.
All right. Go ahead and cut it, Sam. Go to break. We'll take the top of the hour break. Be back in a couple of minutes, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.